All right, let's go ahead and get our meeting started. I'm Fernando Alcoholic. Welcome to this AA quick meeting of Daily Reflections reading. Let's open it with a moment of silence by the Serenity Prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change those things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who help each other stay sober. Here's part of it. I am part of that fellowship, not associated with the Alcoholics Anonymous World Services or anything of that nature. I'm just a product, a member, high standing and good regards and justice. All right, Fernando Alcoholic. Today, the 25th of March. A full and thankful heart. A full and thankful heart. As Bill sees it, page 37, it says, I try hard to hold fast to the truth. That a full and thankful heart cannot entertain great conceits. When brimming with gratitude, one's heartbeat must surely result in outgoing love. The finest emotion that we can ever know, as Bill sees it, page 37. I believe that we in Alcoholics Anonymous are fortunate in that we are constantly reminded of the need to be grateful and of how important gratitude is to our sobriety. I am truly grateful for the sobriety God has given me through the AA program, and I'm glad I can give back what was given to me freely. I am grateful not only for sobriety, but for the quality of life my sobriety has brought. God has been gracious enough to give me sober days and a life blessed with peace and contentment, as well as the ability to give and receive love and the opportunity to serve others in our fellowship, my family, and my community. For all of this, I have a full and thankful heart. Period. Amen. As Bill sees it, the literature of today, wonderful, terrific reading. One of the things I wanted to say, of course, we all don't have this. We're not thankful when we come in. When I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I was a broken man. I was out of bullet points. I didn't have, confidence was gone. No confidence. The only confidence I was getting was the drink, daily drink, I might add. So I came in pretty banged up. My car came in pretty banged up. My truck, you know, the light hanging out and stuff. And I had to get it repaired and DUI and classes and so forth. I did the deal. And I was my happiest running around all over the place. Not only that I decided to get smart. I decided to go get chemistry and air conditioning and real estate and all kinds of things. And put more stuff. That first year of my AA experience, I was my happiest. I guess because I kept thinking about the next 8 hours, the next 4 hours, the next 3 hours. And I stood out of myself for once, and I was my happiest. And God was the chemical in back of my, burning in my feet. The enthusiasm in the meeting got a hold of me. Gratitude. Amen. A basis for a great success. Okay, let's pray the seven-step prayer, please. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Give them heaven, family. Stay. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Fernando. I'm an alcoholic. Let's go ahead and open this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. I have an article here that says, Prayer and Acceptance. In my early years, I suffered from quid pro quo sobriety. I thought, I'm not drinking, I'm going to meetings, thus everything should go my way. Between my 5th and 6th years of sobriety, I went through a divorce and things certainly did not go my way. My ex got the house and everything in it, including my fishing boat and motor. My second sponsor told me to pray for her for 2 weeks, like it mentioned in the story Freedom from Bondage in the back of the big book. I had to pray for my ex for a lot longer than 2 weeks. But the change of attitude and acceptance did occur when I started praying for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. A daily prayer asking God to remove the defects that interfere with my ability to do His will helped a lot too. Another story in the big book that I always been attracted to is acceptance is the answer. It helped me a lot, especially between my 5th and 6th years. That year, I heard members share about acceptance in about half of my AA meetings. Funny, I always get what I need in meetings. I just listen. John Kay from Sanford, North Carolina. All right, let's go over the three things he prayed for. He prayed for his ex-wife for 2 weeks, a lot longer than that. And when it says there to pray for her happiness, her health, and her prosperity. Funny how prosperity and happiness go along. And you got to have your health to enjoy it. And then what happened after that? The change of attitude and acceptance went into hyper mode when he started praying for knowledge. Knowledge of God's will for him and the power to carry it out. Whew. That's a big one. That is an awesome one. A daily prayer asking God to remove the defects that interfere with his ability to do his will helped a lot too. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, I'll take that. Good stuff. Our next article is, how's my driving? How is my driving? I was driving along the highway one day when a truck swerved into my lane in an attempt to get past me. He was going somewhere quick. He had a sign in the back of his truck that said, how's my driving? Accompanied by a phone number. We all go through life with signs on our backs like that one. I have to ask myself that question often as I go through my day, on the road and off. And remember that my driving not only reflects my behavior, but also influences others in the example I set. This is from John Ann from Moreno Valley, California. Our next article is called, in a little library, our Cleveland's Westside Agnostic meets in a little library basement since its founding 3 years ago. Active in AA for 30 years with no particular feeling about religion or my higher power, I joined these agnostic members a couple of years ago when a new sober member, a newcomer, a beer maker, suggested that I attend my first agnostic AA meeting. When I walked in that Saturday morning, I ran into a number of dear old friends from other AA meetings. Our group has grown, and we recently started 2 more meetings in an AA Big Book meeting Monday and a discussion meeting on Wednesday. There's real energy in our meetings, which I believe derives from the sense that we have pared away a lot of encrusted ritual that passes off as program and misguided dogma that has little or nothing to do with AA sobriety. While I'm sure it is comforting to pray and be prayed for, our meetings are focused on what I feel is the heart of the matter, the personality change in ourselves sufficient to bring about recovery, one drunk helping another drunk, and living sober one day at a time. From William C. Lakewood, Ohio. I don't know, I'm Fernando, but I like to get high in the meetings, and prayer only does that. It gives me the high life with no DUI. Amen. Our next article is called Camp Hope. My family goes camping often with several other families. Some of the adults drink, some don't, and a few drink alcoholically. I have not had a drink in many years, thanks to AA. Everyone is grateful for my recovery. At one campout, my friend Buddy, whose drinking has cost him his family, his career, and most of his friends, showed up uninvited. Even the little kids groaned when he arrived. We grudgingly agreed among ourselves to not ask him to leave, as his ex-wife and young kids were there. I personally hoped that he might approach me over the weekend for some help. He knew I had hit rock bottom and was now happy in AA. One afternoon, while the others were off fishing, I found myself alone with Buddy, and the words I was hoping to hear came. "You seem happy," Buddy said. "I hear you have a great job and you can drive again." "Yes," I replied, "life is so much better." "So you quit drinking altogether?" he asked. "Yep," I answered. "And you attribute this to AA?" he asked. "AA absolutely changed my life," I said. "It's the only reason I'm alive and sitting here free today." Things got quiet. Buddy then said, "Ah, that crap doesn't work." There I was, a living, breathing example of the miracle of AA, and my friend dismissed it altogether. Oh, how we lie to ourselves in our sickness. I do hope that one day my friend finds what we have found. Anonymous. Wow. Isn't that the truth? Don't try to convince the dog. The dog will bite you. Our next article is Safety First. I was really moved by the story, Missing All the Hugs, August 2020, Grapevine, about the many changes in AA since COVID hit our world. Like the writer, I too am more than impressed with how quickly AA members rose to the occasion last year and created so many virtual meetings, workshops, and conferences. I never had attended online meetings before, and I've been an active AA member since 1985. I was raised to attend meetings eye to eye, knee to knee, so I had to adjust quickly to this new phenomenon and go online too, which I'm now so grateful for. I am concerned about groups that are meeting in person and not following the local area guidelines for our safety. I totally understand a group's autonomy, and I do honor that, but since the traditions of the minority is of one of our most important, it's with great love that I share my concern. Alan A. from Lubbock, Texas. And what do I got to say about that? Well, we're going to die anyway, right? No, the... Our meetings, I stopped my meetings for about 3 weeks. And when I started them, it looked like we didn't even skip a beat. But other people, they kept going in the park, kept having meetings. We couldn't sit in the benches. We had to bring our own chairs. But, you know, it was on the outside. No one was breathing on nobody. And the meetings grew. And I think we collected over $2,000 for the central office in the donations from the park. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, our next article is called Pouring Rain, Not Drinks. This morning, I walked out in the backyard to feed my dogs and noticed it was raining with the sun shining. Huh. The bright sun and the rain pouring down seemed to call to me in a way that transported me back to my childhood when I run and play in the rain in my underwear. So I walked out into the rain. There was only a couple of tiny clouds, yet it was raining pretty hard. What a small miracle, I thought. Then all of a sudden, I remember that day today was my 10-year sober anniversary, 10 years of not drinking. I used to not be able to go to 10 hours without a drink. That's no small miracle. I muttered as my tears started to mix with the rain, streaming down my face. I repeated it once more. Right then, a bird landed about a yard away from me at eye level. He sat there and stared at me for a full 30 seconds. When the rain ended, and wouldn't you know it, I had thought, so that means I can drink now. What on earth is wrong with my brain? Rain or no rain, bird or no bird, I am not looking to drink. Not today. I am not looking to drink today. Amen and amen. Well, thank you everyone for coming down here today and listening to it. I pray that you found or heard something that enriches you and entitles you to believe God for more. Encourage others for the peace that passes all understanding through the program. The program given a peace. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, God, for the program. Thank you, God, for the members. Let's go ahead and pray out with the third step prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen and amen. Keep coming back, God.